Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus.
Just black and white.
They tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well.
This is the truth.
They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. Think of it. Think of it. And this is their new hoax.
This is Danny Land.
I swear to God. Going crazy. I really am. How you guys holding in? Yeah. Kind of going nuts. Starting to get to somebody even like me. My name is Danny Chekalinski. I'm your host. This is Danny Land. 90% of the people are stupid. You are part of the 10%. And here we go. What is it? Episode 33? Location, Willoughby, Ohio. We're in the dungeon. That's the basement of my house. 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland, the rock and roll capital of the world. So, let's start with this. 7,500 people die in America every day, okay? What has it been, 39, 40, 41, 43 days, something like that, since talking about this virus, this Chinese virus. So that means approximately about 292,500 people have died from something else. Not saying anything. Not saying anything. But it's something to think about, other than what you're being told to think about. People are freaking out. Friends, it's just getting started. Let me tell you about my double motorcycle run yesterday. If you don't know, I don't have a vehicle. I have a Harley, that's it. It was really, really nice yesterday. Yesterday would have been opening day for the Cleveland Indians here in town. Beautiful, beautiful day, about 67 degrees. So get on the Harley. I made a couple of runs, went up to the grocery store, all right? Excuse me. Get two pieces of salmon, two cases of beer, three bottles of wine, pound and a half of ham, pound of cheese, loaf of bread, and guess what? Pretty freaking happy. I don't have to be hoarding 45 cases of freaking toilet paper, all right? What is going on here? Now, I prepare. There are some things you don't want to run out of, and toilet paper is one of them, so I'm okay for now. But I went on a true story. I went on Amazon. I'm a Prime member. That means I pay money, all right? That means they pretty much, no pun intended, Amazon kisses my ass. So I order $75 worth of toilet paper from Amazon. Good news is the order gets processed. The bad news is I'm going to get it in May. Maybe like Memorial Day. Maybe like you'll be having a hamburger and I'll be having a three-ply. Yeah, it's three-ply too. How about that? Not two-ply. I don't mess around. Yeah. End of May? Amazon Prime? End of May? These are tough and trying times. And this is actually when I believe that capitalism is at its finest. Listen to this.
Hey, you want burgers, fries, and now beers? And you want two gorgeous women to come deliver it for you wearing booty shorts and pasties? We're bringing the party to you because you can't bring the party to us. My name is Sean Bolden. I'm the owner of Lucky Devil Lounge, and now I'm the new owner of Boober Eats PDX. We are now a food delivery service that provides customers with food with a side of boobs. Try not to laugh, I know. So this originally started as kind of a joke. We had to shut down Monday. I said, well, we're gonna try to keep the kitchen open. I just, joking around, said, we're gonna deliver dancers to your door topless, and we're gonna call it Boober. The feedback just started going crazy. People were like, asking if we could send their favorite dancers, if we deliver to Vancouver, Salem, Gresham, Hillsboro, and I just kind of asked everybody, hey, you guys want to try to do this?
Yeah, why not? Why not do it there, pal? Exactly. It's the end of the world, and, you know, what I want is some chick addicted to blues and meth holding a chili dog and her herpes-infected titty sauce. That's right there, right? That's what I want. It's on my wish list. Please. World is sick. So then I heard L.A. Mayor Garcetti, he's on TV, saying something that was a bit alarming here. Pay attention.
And Mayor Garcetti gave a stern warning tonight to non-essential businesses that aren't abiding by the order.
If we see continued non-compliance, they'll wind up facing misdemeanor charge, and DWP will step in and shut off their water and power. You know who you are. You need to stop it. This is your chance to step up and to shut it down, because if you don't, we will shut you down.
All right. Tough guy. We'll shut it down. Tough guy in a suit. Tough guy with cufflinks. Tough guy with a double Windsor tie. Tough guy with his hair slicked back in a presser. Kidding me? Can you imagine? You're in an alley somewhere trying to sneak back to go pick up your BMW. My young urban troubadour comes out about 22 years of age. Exactly. Sliced you up like a piece of sushi. Now, here's the thing, though, okay? I get what the mayor's saying. You're right, all right? They're breaking the law. Be careful here, all right? Be the guy that owns that business, because it's his last stand as a man or a woman, family, whatever. The guy, the person, the family, they feel attacked. And those that feel attacked are in the street. And they're doing anything to save their business, and they're getting attacked by the National Guard then, which is going to happen, and it's going to look bad. So I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. Just take steps so it doesn't happen. It's not going to be over in a week. Now you think it's going to be over in a week? You do? Really? You're nuts. Listen to what the Surgeon General of the United States said at the beginning of this week.
I want America to understand, this week, it's going to get bad. And we really need to come together as a nation. I heard the stories that you were just playing, young people out on beaches. We see here in D.C. that the district set up a cam for people to watch the cherry blossoms. You look on the cam, you see more people walking around than you see cherry blossoms. And this is how the spread is occurring. Everyone needs to be taking the right steps right now, and that means stay at home.
It's going to get bad this week, says the Surgeon General.
Yeah.
There are now more than 34,000 coronavirus cases in the United States. More than 400 Americans have died. New York at this moment is the epicenter of the outbreak in this country, with roughly 5% of the world's total cases. President Trump is activating the National Guard in three of the hardest hit states, New York, California, and Washington State. The federal government is also sending medical supplies and directing FEMA to set up medical stations to increase the number of available beds.
All right, so where is the news here, people? Come on. People are losing their minds. They've lost their perspective. There's no... what is it? No patience anymore. There's reaction. There's anger. Listen to Nancy Pelosi snap at CNN. You would think that she's like, love that, right, Joe Biden? What do you think?
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
No.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Pelosi losing it with CNN.
coronavirus. It's central to that. So I don't have time to follow people's tweets. So don't expect me to comment
on
them.
Well, even beyond Twitter, the president of the United States is signaling that he could open it up. What is your opinion on that?
So many people saying so many things. I get confused. I do. What is that? We have a 24-hour comment line here on Danny Land. Anytime. 561-318-3702. One more time here. 561-318-3702. There we go.
Hello, Danny. This is Sean O'Gally calling about the video, you fucker. So just calling to let you know I'd like to fuss you. And the package show's great, you know. You're doing a grand batch it, and you're a good boy. You are a good boy. Hey, Danny, you're sorry to do. Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are calling. I love you. You fucker.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. So where is where's Joe Biden? What's he doing? What's he thinking, huh? Come on.
And so there's a lot we can do, but, when I left the United States Senate, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
What?
And I've spent a lot of time, and the University of Delaware has the Biden School there as well. So I spent a lot of time on campus with college students, but it's not just...
First of all, all right. And this is the guy that's going to lead the Democratic Party? No, it's not. You know what's... They are propping up Cuomo right now. They are propping up Governor Cuomo to win this thing. Brokered convention. Well, that's another story for another time. Let's go back to Joe Biden. Guy never taught a class. All right. By the way, he was given the honorary professorship after he left the White House, not the Senate. I mean, seriously, what the hell is Joe Biden doing right now? What is he doing?
Talked about your conversations that you've had with lawmakers here in the U.S. Have you had any conversations with foreign leaders, given your existing relationships with them, about the coronavirus? And secondly, Bernie Sanders' campaign has said that he would debate if there was a debate in April. Do you think there should be another debate in April, and would you participate?
My focus is just dealing with this crisis right now. I haven't thought about any more debates. I think we've had enough debates. I think we should get on with this. But with regard to speaking to foreign leaders, I haven't spoken with a foreign leader in the last probably 2 weeks.
Yeah. And the foreign leader's name was a guy by the name of Tukey. Yeah. He runs your corner store deli, and he likes to book highlight games on the side. Hello, Lieutenant Tukey. It's me, Joe Biden. How are you? I'm a lion, dog face, pony soldier.
You've been to caucus?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. You're a lion, dog face, pony soldier.
All right, something about, not about the stupid coronavirus. I love the Cleveland Browns. I really do. And it's my hope that someday before I die, which may be, I don't know, an hour from now, that they're going to win the Super Bowl. But where's Kevin Stefanski, our new Browns coach, talking about the personality? Where is he? He's right here.
Yeah, I don't mind personality because I respect guys that work.
That's right.
And so personality's welcome. Your production is required.
All right, good enough. We're talking about the Cleveland. They just sound that the Browns just signed a backup to quarterback Baker Mayfield. Okay, his name is Case Keenum. Okay, guy's a winner, good rah-rah guy, good athlete, good attitude. So he's doing the media blitz. All right, still in the obligatory media thing, the Q&A and whatever. And he called out, you got to know a little bit about the history about the Browns beat reporters, okay? It's, there's like three really strong beat reporters that they've been around for quite some time, okay? And one of them is a female, and she's very good. Mary Kay Cabot, okay? But Mary Kay's on the, she's on the conference call, and Case Keenum, he didn't really like the way she was trying to, like, you know, edge him, saying, you know, are you trying to come in here to get the started job from Baker Mayfield and whatever? So I'll tell you what, Case Keenum did the coolest thing I've ever heard with the media. Called him out. Wasn't rude. It was respectful. Called him out. Listen to this.
No, I know coming in what my role is, and that's nice. It's nice to not have, not have you guys ask questions like you're trying to do now to stir up a little bit of controversy there. What's your name?
I'm really not trying to stir up controversy. I'm really just trying to...
What's your name, though?
Whoa.
My name is Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Mary Kay, trying to ask questions that maybe not stir up controversy, but just have a little fun there. I'm excited to know my role.
I love it. You know what it is? It's kind of like, hey, you know, I'm not trying. He drew the line in the sand saying, look, I know the game that you're trying to play. I understand what you're trying to do, but you're not doing it on my watch, okay? That's not the guy I am. That's not the guy I'm going to be. And if you want to talk to me, we're going to do it my way. And I think that's pretty cool. Hey, I need a favor, okay? I need to tell just one person about the podcast. Forward to them, link it on their Facebook page. If you do the Twitter thing, maybe tweet it on Twitter, LinkedIn, post it on LinkedIn. One person means a lot, really does. Appreciate your time, I really do. We got another podcast in the books here, huh? Have yourself a good weekend. Be safe out there. That close proximity thing or whatever it is. Yeah? All right? All right. Stay away from the zombies, too, okay?
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.